Good morning and welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Access to a good education and health care are two of the top issues on Angela Romero's list. The Democratic candidate for the Utah House of Representatives made news at the Salt Lake County Democratic Party convention earlier this spring by defeating an incumbent lawmaker, Brian Doty, to capture the party's nomination. Now she's hoping for victory this November in House District 26, representing the city's west side neighborhood of Glendale, along with parts of downtown and West Valley City as well. She joins me now in the studio to talk about her experience in politics, why she's running, and what she would hope to get done as a state lawmaker. And Angela, it's good to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for Democratic Utah House candidate Angela Romero. Our phone number is 801-355-TALK, and that's 801-355-8255. Well, first, Angela, how long have you been involved in politics and in public policy yourself?
I got involved with politics in the early 90s. I was fortunate enough to meet Pete Suazo, who was running for the House of Representatives, and assisted with his campaign. And from there, I interned for him in the House in 1993-94. So that was my introduction to the political process and what interests me in becoming a person that would be involved in public policy for a career.
Mm-hmm. And you write on your Facebook campaign page that you've been involved in several different causes throughout Salt Lake County and volunteering as well. Tell me about some of those.
Well, when I first moved to Salt Lake City, that was in 1991. I'm originally from Tooele, Utah. I graduated from Tooele High School. And I moved to Salt Lake City, and I attended the University of Utah. And I actually, this is a funny story, I ran into this young man who looked about 12 with glasses, and he asked me, "Hi, I'm Ross Romero. What's your name?" I'm like, "Angela Romero." We realized we weren't related. He's like, "Do you want to get involved in the student organization I'm involved with? It's called the Chicano Student Association, and I'd like to introduce you to CESA, the Center for Ethnic Student Affairs." And I'm like, "Sure." And so that was kind of my first introduction to politics back in 1991, was actually Ross Romero. And from there, that's where I was able to meet community leaders in the Hispanic community, such as Archie Archuleta, then Pete Suazo, who wasn't in the House yet, and Judge Andrew Valdez, who wasn't a judge at that time, but they really guided and mentored me and introduced me to public policy and advocacy work.
So have you always been involved specifically in the Democratic Party, and what kind of experiences have shaped your views and sort of led you to that party?
I've always been a Democrat. I was born into a household where there was a crucifix on the wall and a picture of John F. Kennedy. And one of my fondest memories is of being with my grandparents. My grandparents raised me, is walking with them to the polls. Back then, people would vote in homes. And so I'd walk with them to the polls every November and watch them cast their votes. And so that kind of inspired me to be active in the Democratic Party just because of what was set up by my grandparents and their influence. I got involved with the Democratic Party with the late Senator Pete Suazo. He introduced me to the Salt Lake County Hispanic Democratic Caucus. I've been very active in that caucus. I've been a delegate since I was in my early 20s. And I actually got involved in leadership from that point of leadership in the Salt Lake County Hispanic Democratic Caucus. I was elected in 2005 to the Executive Committee of the Salt Lake County Democratic Party. And my job there was to run precinct meetings, mass meetings. And so that's where I really got involved in the Democratic Party, as well as being part of Young Dems.
So, Angela, what motivated you to run in this specific race this year, especially since you were taking on an incumbent lawmaker?
What inspired me to run is I've lived in House District 26 for over 12 years now. I actually take you back a little ways here. I was appointed by Mayor Anderson in 2001 to be the youth city government coordinator. So my job at that time was to introduce young people to the political process. And during that time, I got really active just in local causes. And a lot of the concerns that the students had were, why weren't students graduating? And majority of those students lived on the west side. So that was kind of my introduction there. I currently am the program manager at the Sorenson Unity Center, which is a community center in the heart of our district, Glendale. And I am in charge of community programming. So what I do is I work with local nonprofits, community organizations, and businesses to provide free services to the community. So the reason why I decided to run is because I've had a background in volunteering in the area. I work in the area. I live in the area. And so I know the needs, and the community feels comfortable with me.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We're speaking with Angela Romero. She is the Democratic candidate for the Utah House of Representatives in District 26. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. You can also send questions and comments to us on Twitter at KCBW as well. So, Angela, House District 26 has an interesting shape, includes Glendale, but lots of other neighborhoods as well. What areas does this district actually represent?
So the district with redistricting actually is more of a rectangle now. The district starts at 9th and 9th and mm-hmm. goes all the way down to 7500 West, so it includes parts of 9th and 9th, a big chunk of Central City, a majority of Glendale, parts of Poplar Grove, and then parts of West Valley. So it's a very large district with a variety of concerns. So right now what I'm doing is I'm meeting with community leaders, community organizations, different people that I know in the community to try to identify what their concerns and needs are. When I first started my campaign, I went to all the people I work with and I know in the community, I asked them what their concerns were. And education was the number one issue that I heard from everyone. Everyone's concerned with the achievement gap, seeing a higher high school graduation rates from particular groups within our community.
And let's talk more specifically about some of those unique concerns to this district. Specifically, you mentioned education and the achievement gap. What's the big concern there?
The big concern is to make sure that all students are prepared and are able to achieve and graduate from high school and go on to college or a different trade. Right now, we have a lot of students that are not even graduating from high school. So the big concern from the community is looking at pre-K education, supporting our teachers, and working more as a community to make sure that our kids graduate. And in particular, Glendale Intermediate is in the heart of our district, and the teachers and the administration there work really hard, and so and the community supports them. But we have to identify, I think, even earlier, what's happening to our young people to make sure that they can achieve.
How do you think perhaps the legislature could be involved in that? There's always an argument, typically from the Republican side, that education is a local control issue, and this is perhaps only a local matter to be dealt with on the Salt Lake City level, the Salt Lake City School Board. Where do you think the legislature's involvement begins there?
What I'm doing right now is I'm just listening to everyone and identifying what their concerns are, mm-hmm. and then a lot of how the legislature plays a role is in funding. And so what I'm looking at now is just kind of getting a grasp of what the role is of the legislature and how we can work with the local community. So I'm still in the beginning stages of investigating what is the best method and how would the state legislature play a role in this.
Do you think largely, though, that it simply comes down to lack of funding?
Funding is an issue, definitely. Funding's an issue for a lot of other areas in which people are concerned about in the community. So as I said, right now I'm just looking into things, identifying ways, meeting with community leaders to find the best way to solve the issues and the concerns they have regarding education and how does funding play a role. But there might be other factors there as well.
So, Angela, I mentioned that you won the nomination for the seat at the Salt Lake County Democratic Party convention by defeating an incumbent Democrat, Brian Doty, who himself had only been a lawmaker for a couple of months. Usually that's not an easy task. How did you go about campaigning for the seat?
I think the uniqueness about the seat is majority of the seat is still part of Legislative 26. Uh-huh. Representative Doty, who has been a great represented Ledge District 30. Mm. And so only two precincts came from District 30 to District 26. And that happened to be Representative Doty's precinct as well. The reason why I was able to win the election is because I've been the legislative chair of Ledge 26 for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I've been the secretary of the Democratic Party. But outside of my party politics, I volunteer at St. Patrick's. I teach 5th and 6th grade religious education. I work in a community center in the community. So I had the background and the relationships. I had the background and relationships already developed with the community. I would talk to the women I work out with at the gym in the community center, mm-hmm. and I ask them, what are your concerns? Get involved. And so that's why I was so successful, is because of the different groups that within the district that I work with on a daily basis.
We're talking with Angela Romero, candidate for Utah House District 26. Angela, you mentioned social justice and human rights issues on your campaign Facebook page. Now, it's early in the campaign right now, but are there specific issues that you would like to see the legislature get involved in when it comes to these topics?
I'm really looking at just advocating for the rights of working people. If you look at our district, a lot of our families are working people. Another area of concern for me is anti-discrimination. I want to carry on what Representative Doty and Representative Levesque were working towards. As an intern for Pete Suazo and as a person who has served on many committees, such as the Utah Coalition of La Raza, I was also the vice chair of the Martin Luther King Human Rights Commission. One of the things I worked on for many, many years with Representative and then Senator Pete Suazo and Representative Levesque was hate crimes legislation. So those issues are near and dear to me, being a person of color and someone that advocates for social justice. And I think majority of the people, it impacts a lot of the people within my district. My district is very diverse, and it's even more diverse now with redistricting. So I want to make sure that I represent all the voices in the district.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. We're going to take a short break here and be right back here on Politics Up Close. You're listening to Politics Up Close here on 88.3 and 105.3 FM, NPR Utah, KCPW. We're speaking this hour with Democratic candidate for the Utah House of Representatives, Angela Romero, running in House District 26. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. You can send your questions and comments to us on Twitter as well, at KCPW. So, Angela, you mentioned that, kind of right now you're in the listening stage of the campaign, trying to understand exactly what it is people are most concerned about and what they want to see done. How do you go about doing that exactly, especially in a district that's as wide as this one?
Well, what I've been doing is I've been fortunate enough to have some volunteers that are assisting me. So what we've been doing right now is we've been contacting people that have been attended mass meetings and asking them what their concerns are. I've also been meeting with just local community leaders in the area and in the neighborhoods and just identifying some of their concerns, as well as just talking to my neighbors and asking them what are the issues that are most important to you. And the benefit that I have is I work in a community center, and so part of my job is outreaching to the community. So I work with a lot of local nonprofits, and I ask them, what are the biggest concerns for the people that you serve? And as I mentioned before, the number one issue is education. And so that's something I'm really, diving into. But another issue is of concern to people is making sure that they have a voice at the state legislature. And so one of the biggest concerns for people in the area is to make sure they have a voice that represents all people in the district. And so that's a common theme I keep on hearing as I knock on doors and I meet with different constituent groups.
So, Angela, Democrats currently only hold a quarter of the seats or even less in the Utah House and Senate. I'm sure, having worked with Ross Romero and Pete Suazo, that you've heard the frustration of, this situation for them. If elected, how do you think you might go about actually getting things done? Is there anything in your past history that shows that you're good at, working across party lines and actually getting things done in a situation where it might be difficult?
As I mentioned, I've worked for Salt Lake City since 2001, and my job in the mayor's office as the Youth City Government Coordinator was to introduce young people to the political process. So one of my main roles was working with the city council and the mayor's office to make sure that young people had a voice. And one of the council members I worked closely with, I've worked with both, Carlton Christensen and Eric Jurgensen, who was a council member, because they were really interested in youth policy. But also as a member of the Martin Luther King Human Rights Commission, we've done a lot of work that we're to advocate for social justice. So we work with a lot of different groups. Another organization that I worked with was the Hispanic Legislative Task Force, which was a bipartisan organization of Democrats and Republicans. And our goal was to make sure that we address the issues of the Hispanic community. So part of my job at the Unity Center is working with a variety of organizations and community groups. So I've learned how to collaborate and work with people. I think the most important issue when you're running for office is to listen to people And that's what I've learned throughout my experience working for city government, is a lot of times people just want to be heard. They want to know that you're taking the time to listen to them. And even if you don't make the decision that they hope for, they still respect you because you've taken the time to listen to them and understand what their concerns are and how they feel about public policy. So that's my goal right now, is I'm just meeting with constituents, meeting with different community leaders, Republican, unaffiliated, Democrat, and asking them, what are your concerns for your community? What would you like to see me represent?
And Angela, as I'm sure you've observed in the legislature in recent years, there's always legislation that seems to be aimed specifically at Salt Lake City in some way, whether it's our anti-idling ordinance or electronic billboards or school district equalization, that sort of thing. Do you get the sense that lawmakers from Salt Lake City have it especially tough?
You know, I haven't been up there, so once I get up there, I'll deal with it then. But just, you see this conflict even with state government and federal government.
Yeah.
And so you'll see that along with state and local government. And so we'll see what happens when I get up there.
Are there any specific issues when it comes to the environment that you would like to be involved in at the legislative level?
One of the things that keeps coming up when I'm meeting with different individuals in the community is clean air. And it's more about awareness and education, alternative transportation, educating our community how to recycle. So those are the issues that have come up to me. So as I said, I'm still listening right now. I'm still formulating what I'm going to do, and I'm learning. So I'm open to anyone's opinion on how they'd like to see me take on those issues.
And finally, Angela, talking specifically about the campaign, this is a district including Salt Lake and West Valley City, probably heavily Democratic. Are you going to be actively campaigning for this seat, or is it kind of a situation where, you are a shoo-in here?
You never take anything for granted. And the one thing that I've learned from working with the late Senator Pete Suazo and my mentor Archie Archuleta is that you have to work for what you feel like you should earn. And so my whole goal is to get to know everyone in this large district and to learn what their concerns are. I plan on knocking on as many doors as I can, and I plan on holding a variety of functions so people can get to know me, so they can voice their concern. I do have a Facebook page. My website's going up in a couple of weeks, and my phone number is listed on all of those. So I'm hoping that people will feel comfortable calling me and addressing what their concerns are for the district, as well as me going out to them and learning what their concerns are.
And Angela, we actually just got a caller. Mike is on the line. 801-355-8255 is the number to call. Mike, what's your question or comment for Angela Romero?
I appreciate taking the call. I was just driving, but I pulled over here. And I appreciate that she's sincere, but I talked to all the candidates about this, and this has been a long-term problem. As she was talking about her qualifications and background, which are impressive, she just blithely passed over the fact that one of her responsibilities was to educate the community on the free services. And what I want to underscore for every representative is they're not free. They're paid for by someone else to get a service. And what I don't see our community leaders and I don't see our advocates doing is actively reminding everyone who receives one of these quote-unquote free services, as they give it to them, that they should be appreciative of the fact that someone else has paid for this and that they have a moral and ethical obligation to be of value and to use that service to improve the community. And I don't see the people who take and take and take feeling that they have anything other than an entitlement. And that is a serious problem. And if Angela is elected and goes to the legislature, I hope she will carry with her the fact that these services that she takes out as free are not.
Very interesting comment, Mike. We appreciate your call very much. 801-355-TALK is the number. And Angela, I'm sure you'd like the opportunity to respond. Mike's saying no such thing as a free lunch. So are you, conscious of what you're doing here in Salt Lake City, and would you be in the legislature of the fact that every service that's provided is paid for by somebody else?
Yeah, I think it's important. We all pay into our state. We all definitely need to know that everything that we do is because of the working families that we have in our community. So I don't see any service that we provide for the community as free. And I think everybody knows that they work hard and are, yeah.
So, Angela, just in closing then, what would you say to voters who are undecided at this point makes you the candidate for this job? Give your, you know, one-minute pitch here.
I know the Ledge District 26 very well. I've worked in it for over 12 years. I volunteer. I live in the neighborhood. And I feel like I can represent the voice best based off of my experience. I really want to advocate for education, health care, look at the environment, and really address social justice issues to make sure that everyone feels like they're represented.
We've been speaking with Angela Romero. She's a candidate for Utah House District 26, a Democratic candidate. And Angela, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you joining us in Politics Up Close.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff Robinson. We will be right back.